Well, Mark, as we look what's happening in the market trade today, obviously a lot of maybe harvest pressure, talking some rains, eastern Mississippi, snow, hopefully not in your neck of the woods, but they are talking the Great Lakes dealing with that as well. Weather, harvest, does that just kind of seem the factor that we've seen this bounce in the trade today?
Yeah, I think for the corn, you're seeing a little bit of pressure just coming from, you know, both everything's had a pretty good move to the upside, so you need a little bit of a correction, I would think. Then if you're building into the weekend, it should be a pretty good weekend for harvest as far as corn is concerned. A lot of them will start finishing up here on the western corn belt. The east is where the slowness is developing at the present time. That maybe has a little bit more impact on beans, just because you've got a fair, if there's any beans left, that's where they're at for the time being. But you're seeing the corn down at 3 cents. You've got the beans, which started out lower, have come all the way back. And again, the wild card here still is the meal, which is the leader in this complex, and that's up about $5 a ton on the nearby. So that's where your strength's coming from. Corn and wheat just under pressure just because of lack of business and harvest pressure coming on.
Coming Monday, it looks like some new trading limits being set for our grains.
Yeah, we shipped down a little bit on the corn and beans, so not nearly as high as what we once had at one time. So that's fine. We haven't tested them yet. Maybe that's coming here when we get into the November report, but at the present time, no. They're enough right now that we're not seeing anything testing those levels.
Jump over to South America real quick. They're getting some rainfall. Is that any concern? Because I know they've had some dryness issues.
They've had very dry conditions in the northern parts of Brazil. Now, they've picked up some moisture that has alleviated a good portion of the dryness. I would still say there's about 20% that is still too dry, and more moisture will be needed follow-up here as we get into the month of November. The southern part of our Brazil may be starting to see a little bit too much rain. I wouldn't call that a problem yet. That wet pattern goes right into Argentina. It's just slowing them down for right now, but I would not call that an issue at the present time. Maybe becomes one if it starts lingering on into the middle of November, but right now that's not an issue.